Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time, the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Definitely didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, or any of us wanted it to go.
I didn't like the game at the end. It really hurts.
It hurts.
I need a moment of silence.
An overtime loss. It's a killer. You know, it's funny because we always talk about these shows and, like, what's going on, faithful? Stay strong, faithful. We started, we ended the same way every time. I don't know. I think this is going to be probably one of the best Super Bowl games of all time, but the 49ers came out on the wrong end. And, like, immediately my whole thing is, okay, who's to blame? Who's wrong? All those different things. And I'm sorry. I don't – there are issues for sure, special teams, Kyle play calling third quarter. You know, there's lots of stuff there. Injuries. And there was one point in the game where Debo, Kittle, Greenlaw, Feliciano, we're all out. And that hurts. This game sucked. I mean, it was an incredible game. But at the same time, this isn't, you know, Kyle Williams back in the day. This isn't the previous 2019 Super Bowl. These were two teams that played really well, and whoever had the ball last was going to win. And sadly, it wasn't the 49ers. Does that mean that it hurts less? I don't think so. This sucks. It sucks bad. But at the same time, like, damn, there's not – I don't know. The biggest mistakes in the game were all early. They weren't late. And so, like, fourth quarter or overtime, there weren't mistakes really on either side. It was just – it just got bad at the end, and they had the ball last, and Mahomes came through and – he did what Mahomes does. Spags did what Spags does. Blitzed on that crucial third down, and Purdy went ready. He was great versus the blitz. I'm not putting this on Purdy at all. I'm just talking about that one third down in overtime when it was like third and four. And so, I don't know. This hurts. I hate it. You know, we had a great weekend here, Clayton. You know, we got to hang out with Frank Gore, Navarro Bowman. We had 500-plus people here for – the watch party, and it went awesome. It was great. Amazing experience. Just didn't come out on top, man. Didn't come out on
yeah.
top.
You know, John, coming into this game, I said to myself and to my friends, and I think we even talked about it on this show, the 49ers had to play four quarters of incredible football to hoist the Lombardi Trophy this year. And the sad thing is, John, is they did play four quarters of incredible football.
They did.
Unfortunately for us, there were five quarters in this game. And we just did not play a complete game. And when you're playing greatness, when you're playing people like Patrick Mahomes, like Spagnuolo calling that defense, and he called an amazing game, especially in the second half. They had us red, especially in that third quarter, John.
Yeah, the biggest question that I have, Clayton, you know, that I go back to in the back of my mind is, like, the three opening drives of the second half, which you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
One rush attempt in three drives, zero first down. I don't understand the logic there. But, and look, a lot of people are going to be – Kyle Shanahan can't win the big game. Like, that's bullshit. And, like, I don't cuss on the show. Like, he did, like, this was just two great teams. And the 49ers
came
down short.
Yeah. It just came down to the end of the game. I mean, both teams had a chance to make that that play that'll be burned in your memory forever. And unfortunately for the 49ers, the Chiefs were the ones who just – they had the ball when it mattered most. They had the ball when it mattered most, John.
And then, like, okay, so, like, just, like, part of this. Like, talk about Jake Moody. Because Jake Moody was awesome. That dude hit 250 yarders. Great. But if that dude makes that one extra point, like,
who knows where we are right now?
You know, who knows? And I feel the same way about Kyle. Like, the first half, Kyle was awesome. That first drive was incredible. Christian McCaffrey fumbled inside field goal territory. Like, that's an issue. Is this game on Christian McCaffrey?
No,
of course not. Is it on Kyle? No. Is it on Moody? No. The defense, though, like, if I hear one person say anything bad about this defense, good Lord. Give game balls out and losses, but if I was, Steve Wilks and this defense was, like, killing it. Appreciate you, man. Like, they were awesome. You had Logan Ryan starting two separate spots. You had Greg Odom out there in overtime. Like, and so, like the, I think that's huge. Like, you kind of figure out some of these things, and it's like all the injuries and all the stuff, like, it hurts. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't think that there's somebody that you can put your finger on and be like, this is on them. This is on that player, that coach, that call. The refs, I mean, probably one of the biggest, like, reliefs ever was that third down penalty call against the Chiefs where we got the first down. Like, not on the refs, you know, the special teams turnover, that was huge. Samuel Womack, one of my favorite 49ers because he's so clean on special teams. They went for rookie Daryl Luter Jr. You saw Ray McCloud saying, get away, get away, get away. Luter didn't listen, hit him in the foot. And that was huge because the defense didn't do anything. They did nothing. Like, the Kansas City Chiefs offense did nothing because of our defense is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And that special teams was just like an extra life where they got to go out there and just score a one-play touchdown. And that was kind of the momentum, special teams.
Yeah.
You make the extra point. You just fair catch the damn or get away from the punt. And special teams has sucked all year. Like, I don't know. I'm not a fire people guy. I would move on from our special teams coordinator 2 months ago. And I've been very adamant about that. I'd move on from them right now. But at the same time, like, you put a rookie out there and it hit him in the foot. That's probably the difference in the game. That was the momentum shift. That was everything. But it's not on Daryl Luter. You put him out there, the rookie, Samuel Womack, just chilling on the sideline, inactive, one of the best special team players in the NFL. That's rough, but I don't know. It's there's more to it than that. Let's get to a couple comments, Clayton.
Absolutely. What I'm going to do, John, is we're going to certainly get to individual comments, but I just kind of want to summarize what I'm seeing from the faithful right now. Which is a lot of pain, you know,
it's
understandable. And I feel for every single person who's upset right now. I see Chiefs fans in here. Congratulations to you. Enjoy your win. Maybe just go enjoy it with your, you know, with your friends who are supporting the team with you. There's no need to get nasty in here or anything like that. But here's what I'm seeing. Man. Yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, like, dude, celebrate that.
It's a dynasty.
That's incredible. Back to back, like, awesome.
Dynasty.
That's really, really cool.
No doubt about it.
Congratulations to you guys. Not trying to take anything away from you guys. Like, they earned it. We did it. But, like, we're splitting hairs. Now, they're the champions. Yeah. We're not two times in a row. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, 49ers fans, when you go to work tomorrow or you go to school tomorrow or whatever it is, like, yeah, it sucks and it hurts. But this isn't like a hold your head low or like, you know, whatever. You let people talk their shit and you say, we lost in overtime. How many Super – it's the first, like, overtime in Super Bowl since, like, Matt Hasselbeck. Like, and it was close. Like, we did enough. And Dre Greenlaw went out, everything changed. I'm wearing a damn Dre Greenlaw jersey. And the funny thing is, we're here, you know, at our party, which we had over 500 people. It was an incredible experience. Dre Greenlaw gets hurt. I go, damn it. And I knock over a drink and spill it all over myself, like, immediately. And, I mean, he hurt his Achilles. that changed everything because he was the best player on our defense until he got injured. This game, he was incredible.
Yeah, and so, he's everywhere.
Let's get to some comments, Clayton.
Let's do it. Generally what I'm seeing is, can we ever win the big one with Kyle? Can Kyle ever win the big one? We got to fire this guy. He's terrible. He's trash. Jake Moody's trash. He's trash. They're trash. There's no one person that lost us this game, and I hope that
– Yeah, coach here.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's bad, man.
But there's
like,
no
one
– No.
Like, you don't fire Kyle Shanahan. That is just absolutely asinine. Jake Moody, you got to keep him. What's up? We got Wayne Breezy. Over here, man.
Love you, bro.
This 49ers offense was trash. Any discussion? Game plan, trash.
There we go. There's Wayne.
There's Wayne Breezy's thoughts, folks. But, you know, there's no one person that you can put your blame on. And I hope when you wake up in the morning, when that Jack Daniels wears off, that y'all can wake up and see that we just lost. We just lost and
did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, there were moments. There were certainly moments. Yeah, Jake Moody could have hit that extra point, and there's 1,000 different things that could have happened. You know, at the end of that fourth quarter, Kansas City felt comfortable taking a field goal and going to overtime. If they were down 4 instead of 3, who knows? Patrick Mahomes might have won the game in the fourth quarter, or we might have walked off with the win. We can never know. We can never know. And so I just implore you guys to hold your head high and understand. And the other big thing I'm seeing, John, this team is over. They got to blow it up because this team will never be able to get back here. That's the other huge thing I'm seeing in here. I don't
That's
see
ridiculous.
It. I just don't
every
see
single
it.
Key player is under contract next year. Like, every single one. The only one that's not is Chase Young, who actually had a good first quarter. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys. But, like, no. You're bringing back how many all-pro players? Like, and I get it. There's overreactions. There's anger. There's pain. I get all those things.
I'm hurt.
And there's going to be people out there making those comments and those videos, and they're going to get way more views than this. And, like, I'm not sitting here trying to tell people, like, oh, you should feel good about this. That's not it at all. But does this mean, like, our team's going to suck next year? Absolutely not. We will be the NFC favorite next year, guaranteed, and rightfully so. The NFC West favorite. Now, you got to go out there and do it. But for the people that are saying, like, oh, Kyle can't win a big one or whatever else, they didn't, like, they probably watched the game, but they saw somebody else say that. They're trying to feel smart, and they're saying the same thing. Like, there's no way. You came back from behind 3 consecutive games in a row in the postseason. Like, come on, man. Like, that doesn't make sense. It sucks, and it hurts, and I get blamed. We all want to put it somewhere. And that's,
absolutely.
Like, that's just human nature. But, like, the idea of, like, fire somebody or whatever else, like, we got to be better than that.
I think we do. John, let's go ahead and get to some specific comments here. I'm going to do some rapid-fire ones because I got a lot of super chats from my friend Bobo. Bobo, I'm glad you're here, my friend. And he's got a lot of concerns. So we're just going to go ahead and just list them off, and then we'll kind of react to it as a whole, okay?
Yeah.
Cool, let's do it. Here we go. First one, BS, John. I truly believe Kyle is not that guy. All of this happened under Kyle Shanahan's watch. Kyle Shanahan is the Buffalo. Hold your head high. It's been 30 years, bro. Come on. We will never be here again, John.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love Bobo, and I get the anger. Yeah. I get all that stuff. He's awesome. I appreciate Super Chat. But, 12 teams have never even been to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. We're okay, and we'll be back here. But it still sucks. Yeah, does Kyle deserve criticism? Absolutely. I literally said what he did in the third quarter made this a close game. It was terrible. But, no, it's not Kyle. It's not what it is. And, you could say statistically, you've never won with Kyle, so it is what it is. That's not how it works. If you fired Kyle right now, he would get paid the maximum of any coach out there moving forward. That's just the way it is. So,
I got Jonas right here, my friend. Thank you very much. He said zone defense was working pretty much every third down. The one time we played man on third down, Mahomes, he cooked it. It happens.
Yeah. You were trying
players
to
are
going to
be great. Yeah.
I mean, right there, it was an overtime. If they kicked a field goal, they tied. And so, I get bringing pressure because if you get a sack, you push them out of field goal range. So you're playing to win. So I understand it, but it did cost them. Logan Ryan, who's, duct tape, dude shouldn't even be on an NFL team, played pretty well this game. He started nickel over Ambry, which I loved, but he had a bad play that game on that play, and it cost us. So, yeah, I get that. I get it.
I got gold-blooded 310 right here. Thank you, my friend. Shanahan going away from the run. It's his MO. And it was so painful to watch it unfold live in that third quarter, especially. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. By the time the game was over, I was numb to the pain. I knew it was coming at the end. But I said it before the game, and I said it on this podcast already. We had to play from the start to the end, consistent, fast, hit them hard, do everything right. There was no room for error, and we just made – there were just too many mistakes. Honestly, there were mistakes by both teams. The game was wide open at a certain point. It was all there for the taking for whoever was just going to come through in the biggest moment, and we didn't get it done. We just didn't get it done, John, and that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'll say this too. I remember tweeting out, this is the Kyle Shanahan that haunts 49ers fans, nightmares. But he went back. So three drives sucked, and then he went back to the run, and then we got back in the lead. So, he righted the wrong. It sucks that he spotted them that. But, yeah, it's rough. So let's get to some more. I want to get in. I want to celebrate. Not celebrate, but I want to be with my friends. I want to be with my family.
Yes.
I want to be with the people that are here.
Yeah.
And so let's get a couple more comments. And let's wrap it up for today.
I got Rahman right here on Twitter. He's a UK Niner fan. Just got it. That sucks because, it's got to be, 4 a.m. over there. Respect to everyone overseas who stayed up to watch this. My hopes were very high there at the end, and, it just fell apart. Mahomes is special. I hate to admit it, but, yeah, he's a great player. He's a great player. Stop at the optimism. It's been 30 years. It has been 30 years. Now, I'm going to be real with you, John. I have never seen the 49ers win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I want it more than water. I wanted this.
I do too.
I wanted this so bad, John. Fuck.
I do too.
Excuse my French. I wanted this so bad.
It's not I don't believe in consolation prizes, but sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way. The ball bounced the Chiefs' way. Every freaking fumble straight to their guy, whether they fumbled or did, it's what it is. We broke the record for most playoff wins all time this year. We had the most playoff wins all time. It's not like we're a bad franchise. We just lost three Super Bowls in a span of 13 years, and it hurts. And the anger should be there, and the pain should be there. That doesn't mean that we're a bad franchise. We have one of the most healthy teams out there. But we gotta get that. And so we gotta move on there. Up to you.
Yeah. I got Bobo coming in here again. Again, thanks for the super chat, my friend. This franchise has become a culture of choking, says Bobo.
And shout out to the
I don't know what to say
to
that.
Plotting injuries behind me. So that's awful. That's kind of what they
that's
are.
Cool. Yeah, they're in like, here in the comments doing the same thing. What can you do? You know what's really ironic to me, John, and really funny to me, is just like you win a huge game, right? And maybe it's just because you've become so used to winning. I don't really know. But you come in here and it's more about let me hate on these other people who are upset, and rightfully so, you know. It
hey,
is
those
upsetting
people
to watch
it and more power
it's
to
sad,
them.
But
yeah, go celebrate. Yeah, but you do you. But man, yeah. Let's wrap it up, and I just want to say this, man. I appreciate everybody all year. It's been a lot. We've done 13 trips. And this weekend was crazy. And yeah, we lost. It hurts. We got 11 draft picks coming up. We built the team. We're bringing back some more Pro Bowlers than anybody else in the NFL. Brock Purdy's our quarterback, still under, you know, whatever. Does that make up for what's happened? No, it hurts. But, like, we're still better off than any team next year. And so we move forward. That's just the way sports goes. It sucks that we lost. I'm pissed off. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm going to drink some alcohol this evening and move on. It's what it is. But, you know, we'll be bringing content all year round. Clayton, I appreciate you. Appreciate all you guys. Yeah. The faithful, right? What do we call ourselves? And let's wrap up the show with this, Clayton. Like, we're not Cowboys fans. We're not Raiders fans who don't exist. We are people that love this team, and we follow this team. Thanks, man. Yo. Yeah. Also, we still got a tight squad, man. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, guys. And, like, that was the cool thing. Like, the amount of relationships that were built this weekend. Hey, this is not a consolation prize. It's just real life. And if you're one of those people that's just like, Super Bowl or we suck, awesome, man.
Sorry.
You be you. There's nothing we're going to say that's going to make you better. This hurts, and it's going to hurt. But we're the faithful. Mm-hmm. And, Clayton, we end the damn show every time. We stay strong.
We sure do. It's we sure do, John.
I'll let you wrap the show up, man. Let's go and take it out of here.
Absolutely.
I love you guys. This sucks. We'll move on.
You know, it's moments like this, John. You know, the worst moments, the best moments, they don't matter. Really, at the end of the day, what matters is that we're able to be here together and celebrate a team that really is incredible. And I hate to try and, you know, frame it this way, because obviously I want to be yelling and screaming about how we won the damn Super Bowl. You know, it's hard. It's hard. And there aren't really words that can be a consolation. And like you said, we're not trying to make a consolation. However, we're all together. We support the team that we love. And that's not going to change for me. I hope it doesn't change for y'all. Because we do have a strong team. We do have.
Love you guys. And I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. We have players who are here to do what they do, and they're going to be here next year doing what they do, and we're going to be here next year. We're going to be here all throughout the offseason, so please stick around. Draft season is right around the corner. That's honestly one of the best times of the year, so we're going to turn the page, and we're going to start breaking down draft content. We're going to have all of the film from this Super Bowl, and it'll be an interesting game to look back at and see where the margins were. But we're going to wrap this up, guys. Throughout the offseason, wherever you are, wherever you're at, stay strong, faithful. See you later.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.